China is the leading producer of greenhouse gases and joins the United States as the largest consumers of energy. So U.S. officials say the world's two biggest economies agreeing to limit emissions and promote energy efficiency in buildings and industry sends a strong message to the world that this is an issue that needs to be addressed now. Following that agreement with Chinese leaders, Secretary Kerry told an audience in Indonesia that Washington hopes this unique partnership with Beijing will help set an example for global leadership and global seriousness on climate change.
Together, we account for roughly 40% of the world's emissions. But this is not just about China and the United States. It's about every country on Earth doing whatever it can to pursue cleaner and healthier energy sources.
Kerry said scientific evidence compels the world to act.
It is not a lack of ability that is a problem. It is a lack of political resolve that is standing in our way.
The European Union's calling for a 40% cut in carbon emissions by 2030. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says that target is ambitious and affordable.
It shows that we are beyond debate, where you have to either be green or a defender of industry. We believe these two issues are not contradictory, but can perfectly go together if handled smartly.
Some environmentalists believe the carbon reduction goals do not do enough to encourage cleaner energy. Jason Anderson heads European Climate and Energy Policy for the World Wildlife Fund.
And we want to make sure that they don't put the brakes on the energy transition that we're seeing now. Their ambitions for renewable energy would actually slow down the pace of change, which is completely senseless as it's one of those areas of the economy that's growing right now.
Kerry's climate speech here was the first in a series of events meant to focus on cutting carbon emissions ahead of talks in Paris next year on coming up with a successor to the 1997 Kyoto Protocol, which was never ratified by the United States. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Jakarta.